Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show. Hello, my name is Nigel. Jason Hammer right over there with a very special guest on the drivehubler.com hotline.
She is one half of the amazing Chicks on the Right program. She's got a beautiful face. She has athletic thighs. She's America's sweetheart. Daisy joins us. How are you, love?
Hey, Daisy.
I'm great. Me and my thighs are great. How are you guys doing?
Great, great. Are you getting ready to celebrate the upcoming announcement that both Mike Pence and Chris Christie may be throwing their names in the mix for the presidency? Is this a reason to call into work and throw a big kegger, Daisy?
I'm super excited about it, you guys. Like, really, really stoked. You know what? Everybody, okay, so these two guys are announcing, and then the governor of North Dakota, who I swear to you, I cannot remember his name.
It's Doug, like, something or something, isn't it?
Governor Doug.
Doug. Some dude named Doug is also running. So there's like three people that are jumping into the race this week, and it's like, wah, 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 wah.
It's still a two-person race at this point, do you think?
It is. Yeah, totally. I mean, I think Chris Christie's only getting in for revenge, right?
Oh, he just wants a platform to bash Trump.
Totally.
And maybe raise his own profile a little bit.
Yeah. Let's just hope that Trump actually debates, because he's talking about not doing that, because he's so far ahead of everybody else, and like this is like the little kid's table.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, I'd like to see them all get on a stage and go after one another. That's what I want to see. I live for that stuff.
Well, we just found out what the RNC is asking for in terms of the presidential debate nominees. You have to be at 1% in polling in three national polls, or 1% in the early states polling. You have to have X amount of individual donors.
Yeah.
And this is the important part. You have to agree to support whoever the candidate is from the RNC. Now, do you think Donald Trump will sign off on those stipulations?
Hell no.
No way.
I don't. I mean, it's going to be really hard for him to do that, don't you think? I mean, because I think he just feels as though this is his time. Like, this is, he is the guy. He's on top and nobody's even close to him. That's going to be so they have to sign something? Is that what you're telling me? They have
yes.
to sign something.
They want something
wow.
written down that says you will support whoever the
yeah,
nominee is.
But what are they going to do if he says, okay, sure, and then he doesn't
right.
win and said, I'm not supporting that guy. Screw what
yeah.
I signed.
I think he's a businessman and he's done business long enough to know that there's no contract that can't be broken.
Yeah, so. Exactly. What about Mike Pence? I mean, is he totally out of the realm of possibility? I mean, he has a strong evangelical following. He's got experience at the state and federal level, vice president, governor, congressman. I mean, any way, shape, or form, move the needle at all.
Y'all know I like Mike Pence.
How do you?
You know, he was a former WIBC employee.
Our former Midday guy. I'm sitting in his chair right now.
I know. See, this is the thing. You're filling some shoes there. I like Mike Pence. As a guy, I really, you know, as a dude, I think he's a cool guy and he's, you know, genuine and he has a lot of great.
In no way is he cool, Daisy. Stop right there. In no way, shape, or form can you say cool when it comes to Mike Pence.
Hold on. Did you see?
Did I say cool?
But did you see him at the biker rally in Iowa, though?
He's a nice man. I think it's dumb for us to just assume that he's got the whole evangelical like crowd, because I think a lot of those folks are going to be stumping for Trump. Don't you?
I don't know. That's a good question. The evangelicals for Trump?
More so than Pence?
More than Pence. Yes. Interesting. I don't know. I see Mike Pence is like squeaky clean. Again, did you see him at that biker rally in Iowa? Did you see how he was dressed?
I saw the photo op of nobody around him and him dressed like Fonzie on a bike. I saw that.
Yeah. If he could have, like, ironed a leather jacket, he would have
done it. And then the best part about that photo is, like, his lovely wife, Karen, in the background. She's looking at him, and you know she's thinking, my little outlaw.
I know. He's probably like, yeah. I like it.
But we've talked about this before, though. The more names that come in, as much as guys like Chris Christie might hate Donald Trump, the fact that he's coming in, doesn't that ultimately help Donald Trump? Because it steals votes away from DeSantis and everybody else. Because the Trump voter, they're voting Trump. They're not wavering. That's who they are.
Yeah, it's a two-man race. I mean, I hate to say that only because I do think that we have an incredible bunch of people. Like, you look over at the Democrats, and they're always talking about, we're diverse. Look at us. It's like, y'all have just three white people running, okay? One of which is on her astral projection. I don't even know where she's coming from. But and they may not even let RFK debate. So, I mean, this is the thing. Our side, we have a lot of great, diverse, awesome, smart, just brilliant candidates. And so our bench rocks. It really does. But I think it's a two-man race. I mean, I think you'd be kind of you'd be naive to think otherwise.
Go back to we're speaking with Daisy from the ChicksOnTheRight.com, Chicks on the Right, previously of WIBC fame here on this radio station. You mentioned Biden. He won't. He refuses to debate RFK Jr. I think Jr. would decimate him in a debate, but he doesn't have to. The DNC.
I think most toddlers would decimate him in a debate at this point.
And man, that spill that he took during the commencement ceremony for the Air Force last week?
Yeah.
That looked really, really bad.
Yeah, to a lot of young people in the country too, because there's, you know, people like your son's age, Jason, who are watching that, and they're like, "You got to be kidding me! Like, this guy is so freaking old." But you have people like James Clyburn, who is saying this is because they're spinning it. You know, the media wants to spin it. All the people on their side want to spin it. And so this is the positive spin they're putting on it as well. It's not how he fell. It's how he got up so quickly. He got up.
It's the fact that he falls all the time. He falls riding his bike. He falls walking up the stairs at Air Force One. I've never seen, it was Gerald Ford the last time I've seen somebody fall, a president fall.
And he only did it once.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so bad. And you know, I have kids who are older. They're in their, you know, late 20s, early 30s, and they see it too. So a lot of these people who voted for Biden, or if they have friends who voted for Biden, or that generation is starting, I think the younger people are looking at that going, holy crap, this guy is old.
And you know who else sees it? China. Russia. Our enemies on the world stage look at us as weaklings right now with a feeble president. And if you remember, the media went nuts. Remember when Donald Trump was like tenderly walking down that ramp because it was kind of slippery and he didn't want to slide, and the media, his mental fitness, he's weak and incapable. And it seems to be the complete opposite whenever Joe Biden takes a spill.
Totally, because they give him cover. And that should further solidify how in the pocket, you know, the media is with Democrats. Like, everybody should be looking at this going, are you serious? Like, we all have two eyes. We can see what's going on here. We know the guy has some, like, he's physically and mentally unfit to have this office, but they're going to continue to give him cover no matter what happens.
And exactly,
we know it.
And exactly, when he got off, and then later he got off Marine One and hit his head and then walked down the stairs, he didn't salute the Marine that was standing there, but he walked straight to the media and saluted them.
He did. He totally did. And not a lot of people caught that. Not a lot of people saw that he hit his head, because he hit it and he's like, oh, nobody saw that. I meant to do that. I meant to do it. It's fine. And then he gets off. Yeah, he gets off the plane and he's holding his head at one point. And you're like, oh, my. I mean, it's just an embarrassment. He's a total embarrassment to the country.
We played some audio earlier of Chuck Todd signing off of Meet the Press.
Oh,
and
boo-hoo.
He had this laughable line about how, you know, basically saying, you know, we never bought into conspiracy theories and we never did this and that. Look how the media covers Joe Biden. There was a big investigation over Donald Trump holding a glass with two hands and gingerly walking down a ramp. Joe Biden falls all the time. He says inappropriate things all the time. And I don't think I saw Chuck Todd and the Good Time Party Boys talk about that a whole lot.
Yeah, Chuck Todd, that was pretty funny, wasn't it? Like, he acts as though they're some sort of pillar of journalism. I mean, give me a break. CNN and MSNBC both. You cannot say that, especially after all the Russia stuff that we went through.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Pounded with that. Yeah. And it's like, seriously, like, you guys can actually look at yourselves in the mirror and think that you're okay. It's, that guy's a joke.
Hey, can you stick around for one more segment? Because I'd like to get to Biden's new CDC director, a complete COVID lunatic. And I think people need to realize what's going on here and find out who's replacing Hot Mess Lewinsky. Rachel Walensky, is that her name?
Walensky.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back with Daisy from the Chicks on the Right here on the Hammer and Nigel Show.